Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And today we are joined by Meritazine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood. Good morning, Franny.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today. And we've got a pretty big topic to talk about, kind of a continuation of discussions we've had in the past, but just because we talk about it once doesn't mean it's any less important. So bring us up to speed on Mental Health Awareness Month.
So May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and it's a great time to continue talking about our emotional and psychological well-being. This is something that has really come to the forefront, especially since the COVID pandemic. And because it's Mental Health Awareness Month, it's a great time to talk about a few of the details. It's actually been recognized in the United States since 1949. And the goal is to increase the understanding and reduce the stigma about mental health conditions and its different challenges. So I think especially in the past few years, many of us have become more aware and concerned about the mental health of our family, friends, coworkers, and even strangers. Statistics from the National Alliance on Mental Health show that 1 in 5 U.S. adults experience mental illness each year. 1 in 20 U.S. adults experience a serious mental illness each year. So a pretty high number. When we look at youth, 1 in 6 U.S. youth ages 6 to 17 experience a mental health disorder each year. So suicide is the second leading cause of death among people ages 10 to 14, taking our kids, and it's scary. So it's definitely something that we want to talk about when we talk about community health. And our office in the Meritazine District, our Mound City and Paola offices, have teamed up with Southeast Kansas Mental Health Center to try to reduce the stigma, understand the signs and symptoms of someone that might be struggling, and really support mental health in our communities. So we've partnered with the Southeast Kansas Mental Health Center to offer a couple courses to help people increase their knowledge of mental health, help train people to identify signals and signs that someone might be struggling, and help them feel confident to provide support and help and refer people to the right place. You know, we're not asking people to treat the problem. We are wanting to educate people that if they see someone struggling, here's what you can do right away, and here's where you can refer them to get professional help. I think a lot of us, it can be scary, and maybe are afraid to even get involved. There are simple things that you and I and just everyday people with little to no background or education in mental health can do. So one of the programs that we're offering is called Mental Health First Aid, and this is a course that teaches you how to understand, identify, and respond to signs of mental illness. This is a little bit longer, more in-depth training. We have classes available that are in-person. It takes about 8 hours, or blended, which is 2 hours of work that you can do ahead of time, and then 4.5 hours in person in class. So we offer this training to businesses or interested individuals that really want an in-depth knowledge of mental health signs, understanding different angles and things that addictions and mental health warning signs that can happen to someone in crisis. Our other training that we're partnering with Southeast Kansas Mental Health Center to offer is QPR, and QPR stands for Question, Persuade, Refer. These are 3 simple steps that anyone can learn to help save a life from suicide. So this is a 90-minute training, and people that go through this can walk away much more confident in identifying the signs, knowing what to say, and then knowing where to refer someone to help save a life. if you're interested in either one of these for maybe your, if you work in a place of business that you think you and your coworkers would benefit from, or if you're a manager, or if you're just an individual, we are working to schedule some of these classes in our communities, and you can call me at our Mound City office, Franny Eastwood, 913-795-2829, and we will work with you to get you to the next available class or training that we have in the Linn County or surrounding area, or Miami County or surrounding area. So we're excited. We're excited to be partnering on these classes, and we know there's a need for it. And so this May, I think it's just really important to take time to think about. There's tons of resources out there. We have some on our K-State Meritazine Extension District page, as well as just K-State Research and Extension in general has a lot of mental health resources. If you can't find them, please give me a call and I can point you in the right direction for a lot of different mental health resources.
Thank you for that, Franny. I can't think of any other medical condition that's made into a joke or treated like it's something to be ashamed of. We really, really have to normalize the conversation around mental health issues and make sure that the treatment is widely available.
Absolutely.
All right. I encourage anybody to look into finding a way to take this class. Will you have more than this session available in the future?
So we are hoping to have multiple trainings throughout the community. We're talking to different community partners, stakeholders, people that are in public service positions to get some more of these classes scheduled. So, you know, that's why I encourage people just to call. I can get your contact information and help connect you as we are getting different plans. Plans are evolving every day for the next training or group that we are going to try to reach.
Excellent. You've got my contact information, so please do put me on that list as well.
Sure.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and I hope we'll hear some good updates from this from you very soon, okay?
Thank you.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub.